It is winter on the barren, windswept plains of Russia. Napoleon and his army, retreating from Moscow, are encamped for the night. Weary, half-frozen soldiers lie in troubled sleep, while the Emperor and Marshal Murat huddle close to the fire. Holding his sword before him, the Emperor speaks, and the firelight flickers over his careworn, haggard face as he stares at the diamond that glitters in the hilt of his sword.
Why is it, Murat? We must remember those things we have tried most hard to forget.
Sometimes it helps, sire, to remember the past.
I wonder. I wonder if memory of the past doesn't only make the present more bitter. Look at this diamond, glittering in the firelight. It forces out of my memory words I had almost forgotten.
Words you'd rather not remember, sire.
Yes. No. No. For they were Josephine's. And yet, if I had listened, it all might have been different.
But the diamond, sire,
The diamond had little to do with it. And yet, I've been wondering. Perhaps it had more to do than I'd guessed. For it all began when I came back from my campaign in Prussia. I was on my way to Josephine when Cambaceres met me on the stairway. I was proud and flushed with victory. He stopped me there. For a moment...
Vive l'Empereur! Your Majesty is more than welcome in Paris today.
Thank you. Thank you, Cambaceres.
Your Majesty, a moment. A very serious matter, sire.
Serious matters can wait, Cambaceres. I'm on my way to the Empress.
All the more reason, sire, why you should listen.
What do you mean?
As Emperor of France, it is time, sire, that you name your successor.
But there's no time for that.
No, sire. Already the people are asking for an heir to the throne. Once again you return to Paris victorious. And once again the people say, what will become of the Empire? What will happen to France when Napoleon is gone?
I have seriously considered this, Cambaceres. But you know my feelings for Josephine.
She is a noble woman, sire. And I am sure if divorce is necessary to provide an heir to the throne, she would be willing to make that sacrifice.
A sacrifice, Cambaceres, that I cannot ask.
Your Majesty, there are rumors...
Silence the rumors. Josephine is the Empress of France. Josephine.
Bonaparte. Oh, my husband.
Josephine, how good to come back and find you waiting. To see the joy and love in your beautiful eyes. Oh, I've missed you these last months.
And I, you, Bonaparte. But why were you so long? I heard the people shouting and still you didn't come.
The streets were crowded. We could scarcely get the carriages through. Ah, Josephine, it seems as if all France is here to welcome me.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you back again. Bonaparte, a diamond there in the hilt of your sword. Oh, it's lovely. So large and... Where did you get it?
Josephine, this diamond was once a symbol of Prussia's sovereignty.
Oh, you took it in battle.
Prussia as a kingdom no longer exists. This diamond belongs to the French Empire. Look, Josephine, look at the people in the street. Here, I'll open the window a moment. Listen. That's what has come from my belief. My belief in you and my sword.
Sometimes, Bonaparte, I fear that you forget me and depend too much on the sword.
Oh, why, Josephine, my soldiers say that you are my special star, my star of good luck.
Yes, but now you have a new star there in your sword. When you hold it up like that, the look in your eyes, that same look you have when you talk of your dreams, it frightens me.
Frightened? Josephine, this sword has swept over Austria, Italy, Lombardy, Spain, and at last... Prussia. Think of it. This sword is building, molding an empire.
Don't, Bonaparte. Oh, look at me. Don't stare at your sword that way.
Josephine, is this any way to talk when I've been away nearly a year? Because I dream of an empire molded with my sword, you mustn't think that I forget our love. No, my dear. I win the battles, but my Josephine wins me hearts. It will always be thus. Now I must go. A short counsel. Then back again. Goodbye, my dear. I'll see you again at dinner.
Goodbye, Napoleon. I win battles. My Josephine wins me hearts. It will always be thus. Sometimes I wonder...
Hortense.
Oui, madame?
Have you noticed a change in the Emperor recently? Why do you turn away?
Your Majesty, you mustn't be alarmed. There is nothing.
You say that with your lips. There is something else in your eyes.
Oh, it is only rumor. Surely you have heard it too?
Yes. Rumors of a divorce. There must be an heir to the throne. But there's something more than rumor. Bonaparte is changing. Oh, haven't you noticed? Ever since he returned from Prussia.
Your Majesty, it's the Emperor's family. Their jealousy. They're always urging him to get a divorce.
But that's not the real enemy, Hortense. There's something else. Something too strong now for me to combat.
Why, what do you mean?
My husband's sword.
Oh, madame.
Oh, I know I'm right, Hortense. His sword has slowly taken my place. In his dreams of subduing all Europe with the power of that sword, he forgets Josephine and trusts alone in himself and his sword.
Ah, but surely, madame, he won't...
I don't know. And yet, if there is a divorce, I have a strange dread, a fear that all will change. It's not for myself that I fear, but Bonaparte. Oh, I...
Josephine.
Oh, Bonaparte.
I'm leaving within an hour for a conference at Tilsey.
Hortense.
Oui, madame. I'm going.
But Bonaparte, leaving so soon. You've only been back from Prussia a few short weeks. Oh, sometimes I wish I...
Josephine, you and I as persons no longer exist when there is a conflict with the interests of the Empire.
Bonaparte, what do you mean?
Our happiness, our desires must be subordinated to the demands of an Empire. Whatever comes, my dear, we must be brave.
Oh, no. No, Bonaparte. I warn you, your sword will not suffice. You are putting aside too much.
I must hurry. I shall not be long, but immediately on my return, I must see you about a very important matter. I wish you to be prepared. Now, goodbye, my dear. You know that I love you, that I shall always love you. Always. Goodbye.
Bonaparte! Wait!
Ambassador.
Yes, sire. The documents are prepared and now wait only your Majesty's action.
Oh, this is a step I dread most of all to take.
Believe me, your Majesty, it's the only step to ensure the safety of the Empire. You will marry with one of the old royal houses of Europe, have a son,
I wonder. There's a saying among my soldiers that Josephine brings me good luck. That Josephine is my star of good fortune.
Oh, sire, the star of good fortune is there at your side, in the hilt of your sword. Believe in that, your Majesty.
A diamond. Josephine feared it, spoke of it, that day I came from Prussia.
Surely, sire, there can be no other star. Has not the sword swept all Europe to your feet?
Ah, yes. Yes, you are right.
Oh, good evening, my husband.
Oh, I didn't hear you come, Josephine. You're very lovely tonight.
You see, I'm wearing the gown you like best of... Oh, why do you look so...
Josephine.
Oh, I was so happy. I thought that all had been forgotten.
Josephine... I must... You know how I've loved you.
Yes, of course.
Josephine, my destiny is more powerful than my will. My dearest affections must be sacrificed to the interests of France.
Oh, no. No, don't say it.
Divorce has become, at last, an imperative duty.
Then it's over. And you'll live... Oh.
Josephine. Josephine. Oh, mon Dieu, she's fainted. Josephine. Josephine. And now, ah, Murat, even today I hear the soldiers mumbling, it was Josephine that brought good luck.
But, sire, who can tell? Perhaps.
And yet, she warned me. Look at it. I believed in its power alone, a diamond. My star. See how it glitters, a star of disaster.
But, sire, you forget the victory.
Success left with Josephine. Ever since... she knew. My sword is powerless.
But, sire, there is still hope.
Hope? No, Murat. We are fighting a losing battle. But it is hard to forget that when I had my choice, I let Josephine, my star of good luck, slip from my fingers.